It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Data center construction projects are in the works all over Wisconsin. Currently, the state is home to nearly 50 centers. That's according to the data center map.
A new report by JP Morgan Chase says more than $5 trillion is set to be spent on building out global data centers and AI infrastructure and the related power supplies over the next 5 years.
A portion of those investment dollars are flowing into projects here in the state. We're checking in now with a union group that's lining up labor to help construct these data centers around the Midwest.
Pat Nilsen is Executive Secretary Treasurer of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters, which represents nearly 27,000 union members from 6 states, including Wisconsin. Pat, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How big is data center construction now to the union's mix of industry jobs for carpenters in the Midwest and here in Wisconsin? What is that piece of pie?
I don't have the exact number, but it is growing. I know Wisconsin, we've done worked on one data center, the Microsoft data center in Racine. We do have some very large projects in the Cedar Rapids, Iowa area, and in the Omaha, Nebraska area. There's been ongoing data centers for 10, 15 years. And then there's some upcoming in Minnesota. It's growing.
Are data center jobs more lucrative, or are they better than other potential jobs for carpenters?
I don't know if they're more lucrative. I mean, they do provide an opportunity for members to work. And like I said, the data centers that have been ongoing in the Nebraska and Council Bluffs, Iowa area have been going on for several years. So it's a good opportunity for members to have long-term work.
Right, because the longer the time you spend on a job site, you know, the more stability, the more paychecks. What about the duration of these jobs on site? How do they compare to other projects?
I think with the scope and size of them and the investment that some of these companies are putting in, like they'll build one data center and then that one is getting complete and they'll pop up two or three more in the same area. I guess I forgot to mention Des Moines, Iowa's got quite a few data centers, and they're in the same situation. They just, one comes up after another.
So carpenters can go from one site right on to the next without much lag time between jobs.
Yes.
You've called data centers essential for apprenticeships. Why is that?
It's a great opportunity for us to recruit new members. Data centers, they're so big and they need such a workforce that it gives us the opportunity to go out and recruit, and the apprentices go through our apprenticeship program, but also get the on-the-job hours that they need working on the data centers because they are such a, could potentially be a long-term project.
Your organization is supporting the proposed data center plans in DeForest here in Wisconsin, and you say the project would be a $12 billion investment, support thousands of trade jobs over a decade. Are there enough people working in the trades now to meet that need?
I don't think so. I think that, it gives us the opportunity to bring in that workforce. We have met the demands of the other data centers that have been going on within our regional council through different creative ways in recruiting. We do recruitment through web pages, job fairs. And recently in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, we did a kind of a career job fair in partnership with our contractors. And it's kind of similar to what the NFL does with their combine. We bring in contractors that are hiring and we bring in potential workers, people that are interested in going to work on the data centers, and they have an opportunity to show the employers what they can do with different skills, that, you know, different skill stations that we put up. And we had several people hired right into the apprenticeship program the day we did that event.
What are the skills that carpenters need to put up these data centers?
Biggest skill that any carpenter needs is attitude. You know, you have the right attitude to go to work every day, be on time. That's the biggest thing. The skills can be taught through our training programs, but anything from concrete, metal studs and drywall, whatever is needed on the project.
And your union, it covers 6 states in the Midwest. Are you seeing similar interest and demand in data center projects for other states?
Yes, especially Cedar Rapids is the one that's kind of growing the fastest. They've got a few data centers there. I think one of them is a 15 square mile project, if I'm not mistaken. There's potential work there for quite some time.
some people in the communities where these proposed data centers would be built, they're resistant to the projects. Is that having an effect on union involvement in the projects, or aren't you seeing that yet?
We haven't seen that. I mean, we just support them because they provide a good job, good wages and benefits. And, you know, I've seen some statistics and reports that, you know, we need a data center a week in this country to keep up the pace with what AI and everything else is coming. And I don't see, you know, I'm not a professional or an expert in that, but I just don't see with all the use of the technology that we have that data centers are going to go away. And if they're going to build them, we want to be the people that are building them.
You've been a carpenter for over three decades. Have you seen this type of, I guess, upscale in an industry before? Certainly data centers weren't here in the 80s. Have you seen this type of surge before?
I haven't, not in where I've worked.
Yeah, yeah. What is your difficult challenge now, you know, to keep pace with the data center needs? What do you grapple with?
It's just the worker issue, just getting enough workers to do the projects. And so far, we've been able to manage that very well.
Pat, thank you so much for joining us with this update.
All right. Well, thank you.
Pat Nilsen is a carpenter and executive secretary treasurer of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters. Now we turn to education and how a college looks to meet the engineering needs for data center construction. That's a sector that is ballooning. Willie Ganwa is a professor and program director for the Department of Civil and Architectural Engineering and Construction Management at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. Willie, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Data center projects there underway across the state. They're happening around the country. How would you describe this construction boom?
You're right. It is a boom. Everything else in the construction industry is slowing down. Residential apartment buildings are slowing down. A lot of the office buildings are rising default rates, which are slowing things down. The only thing that is booming that is really going on right now is these data centers.
Have you seen a construction boom like this before?
So intense, I never have. When I think of data centers, I think of large developments, big campuses, and I stretch way back to the booms of building shopping malls, which was, 1970s or 1980s, when like in the Milwaukee area, there was Northridge and Southridge and Mayfair Mall built, where you basically took a huge hunk of land and put up big buildings and big parking lots. So it's been a long time since we've seen that. And of course, during war times, like World War II, of course, there was such construction, but that was almost ancient history.
What is the role of civil engineers, of construction management engineers for these data center projects? What do they have their hands on?
So in our department, we have civil engineers, architectural engineers, and construction managers, and they're all involved in these data centers. So the architectural engineers are dealing with the structures of the buildings themselves, the heating, ventilation, air conditioning, which are huge, huge demands. When we talk about energy usage for these data centers, so much of the energy and the water uses for cooling the machinery down. So there's tremendous demands on that. In just the site development, you can't put a building on a site without major regrading of the land and dealing with the topography, dealing with the natural features and managing all of that. And that's in the civil engineering. And the construction managers, the people managing the whole project, we have a program in construction management, and there are many dozens of construction managers on every single one of these data projects. The construction managers are there to, one might focus on just concrete, and another one might focus just on the ductwork or something like that. So it takes a huge team, dozens of construction managers. And of course, there's the trades that are involved too, but on the engineering and construction management end.
They all have their specialties. Yeah.
Yeah.
Willie, I think of these data centers as pretty basic warehouses filled with servers without architectural interest. And I'm wondering, could there be more thoughtful or novel designs of these new data centers to situate them in the landscape of communities?
Well, think about the EPIC campus in Verona.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Does that have visual interest?
Yes.
You can do that. You can create visual interest. If you've gone along highways, and how many standard bridges have you ever driven under? Thousands and thousands of standard bridges. And then every once in a while, you drive underneath a bridge with architectural interest because someone's put the time and thought and money to create architectural interest in a signature bridge for a community, something like that.
Your background is in environmental engineering. What happens to the land that's surrounding these data centers once construction begins? Because from what I understand, these plots have to be very flat and even.
Yes, they have to be very flat and even. So Wisconsin, it's at least in southeast Wisconsin, is full of all this glacial geology, which has wetlands all over the place. Well, when you're putting up a big data center, all these wetlands have to be basically obliterated. Now, Wisconsin has laws in place that if you're obliterating a wetland, that you're given opportunities to create it somewhere else in that same watershed or maybe elsewhere in the state. So you can mitigate the impacts of what you're doing, but you can't prevent it. And you've got all this rooftop that you're going to, the water's going to run off that rooftop and it's going to want to run into those streams and just run down. It's going to increase flooding until you start mitigating it. So even if you hold the water back, it's not going to infiltrate. So then you have to try to figure out how to infiltrate it. Now, these are requirements with any development in Wisconsin that you have to mitigate the impacts of reduced infiltration, increased runoff, water quality impacts. And that's where a lot of civil engineering work comes in, where you're trying to mitigate those impacts. But when I say mitigate, you're not going to prevent them. You're not going to turn the clock back. It's going to make, perhaps it'll have some environmental impacts, but what you're trying to do is to mitigate the worst impacts of those.
What would be like specific sustainability requirements on tech companies that would be seeking to build data centers in Wisconsin? Should there be more sustainability requirements?
Well, the big sustainability issues, two big sustainability issues on data centers are energy use and water use, because there's a lot of water use, a lot of energy use. And if you're just using the water and evaporating it, then you're going to use tons and tons of water. Now, if you're near Lake Michigan, you might have an opportunity to utilize the Lake Michigan water supply. But if you're outside of Lake Michigan, you're pumping groundwater. And we have limited groundwater supplies. In certain areas, when you pump groundwater, you're just mining it. In kind of human timeframes, you're never going to get that water back. And there are areas of the country where there's much more severe groundwater issues than in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's blessed with a lot of water, but we have areas of Wisconsin that are being impacted. The Central Sand Plains is impacted by groundwater lowering because of irrigation practices. If any data centers are located in central Wisconsin, there's a huge amount of water in the sand, near surface sand aquifers, but you start using that water and you start seeing less water in rivers like the Little Plover River. Mm. And so we have water impacts, but then energy impacts are huge. We talk about energy usage associated with buildings being somewhere in the order of like 35% of the United States energy usage. But data centers are climbing from 3% to 5% to 10% to 12%. If you think about it, data centers might use up like one third of the energy associated with buildings in the whole United States. So that's huge. And where does that energy come from? There's so many environmental impacts associated with electricity production, electricity transmission, whether you use sustainable production or not, you still have a lot of energy to supply. And where does that come from? Older power plants are left online that otherwise would have been retired. What happens to people's electricity bill when you have to buy electricity at higher costs? There's just a huge number of potential impacts.
All the ripple effects. I want to go back to a data center construction site here. And I'm wondering, are firms able to repurpose like defunct manufacturing plants or shuttered warehouses to house new data centers? Or do these centers need to be built from the ground up with new materials?
Certainly there are opportunities to build data centers on defunct pieces of land, brownfields. I believe there's a proposal to put a data center at the old GM plant in Janesville. Certainly that's many, many acres of land that is being not utilized at all. Now, there are people who are not for that. There are people who are for that. So certainly there's an example of one large brownfield site that could be repurposed for a data center.
Willie, you're training the next generation of construction engineers, construction managers. What demand are you seeing for these roles from companies in Wisconsin and around the country?
We just had a career fair here, just for our Department of Civil Engineers, Architectural Engineers, Construction Managers. And there were so many companies here where I'd ask them, so what are you working on? They're saying they're working on data centers and they're hiring people. We have here at MSOE in our departments, we have 100% hiring of our graduates. The only people who don't get jobs are people who don't want jobs because they want to go do something else. But basically it's 98% employment. Everyone gets a job because there is so much work to be done.
Hmm. And you also have seen the largest class size for your department. Is this data center boom drawing students and taking them away from other engineering disciplines?
Oh, that's certainly, we just got through with advising where students have to choose their classes for the next year. And that really is the trigger for students who want to consider a different program to change. And in the last couple of weeks, I think I've talked to at least 10 students from different departments. Now, this is just within MSOE, transferring from their program to with interest transferring from to civil engineering. I know the construction management program director has also talked to about 10 different students. And these students, I've talked to students from actuarial science, from construction, or from computer science, actuarial science, from mechanical engineering, just various fields where they're saying, maybe things will be better if I go into the construction field.
Willie, thank you for this update. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome, Kate.
Willie Ganwa is a professor and program director for the Department of Civil and Architectural Engineering and Construction Management at the Milwaukee School of Engineering. We've been talking about the labor demands for future data center construction projects and how to meet them. Earlier, we heard from Pat Nilsson, a carpenter for 32 years, who is on the executive board of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.